When a company wants to mine frac sand in an unzoned township, the rules they follow for things like reclamation and hours of operation are written by the county. In Trempealeau County, mining and processing are only allowed 12 to 16 hours per day. But in 2012, Arcadia Sands, which is located in the town of Arcadia, convinced the city of Arcadia to annex its land, making the county rules null and void. Because of this, the mine got lighter regulations and the city got new tax revenue. But Town Board Chair Ron Tushner says they got nothing.
So the basic loser is the municipality of where this land is taken from, and that, in this case, is the town of Arcadia.
Tushner says now the mine can operate in his town all night long, but eventually they'll stop getting the tax dollars from it. He says they tried to fight the annexation, but legally there's nothing a town can do to block it. Rick Stottleman of the Wisconsin Towns Association says annexation has been used for years as a way for property owners to avoid town or county regulations, but he says it's not an option open to all frac sand mines.
It isn't something that's going to happen in every site because the property that's to be annexed has to be contiguous, or the annexation has to include property to make it contiguous.
Another frac sand mine, this one owned by Preferred Sands, was annexed last year by the town of Blair in Trempealeau County. Now, a sand processing plant in the Barron County town of Dover is in the process of being annexed by the village of New Auburn. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.